Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you had a great weekend and are looking forward to a good Monday. So this past Sunday, we finished our series that we're calling Forged, where we've been studying through the book of Habakkuk, and we looked at chapter 3, where Habakkuk again prays to God. And what we talked about at Mount Vernon was this reality that for a lot of us, our default is not to pray. I mean, when we think about how we spend our time, it's really easy to drift into just the busyness of sports with our kids or doing activities and achieving and then seeking entertainment and rest through, you know, social media or television or whatever it might be. But our default isn't to just drift into lengthy times of prayer with the Lord. And I think there are a lot of reasons for that. And one of the things that I think is a barrier is we just don't always feel like we know how to pray. And so what I want to do today, and we'll also talk about this on Friday, is to give you a really simple way to think about how you might structure your prayer time with the Lord. This is not the only way, and maybe it's not even the best way, but it's just a way that I have found helpful as I think about my time in prayer with the Lord. And the first thing I'll say is, and we said this a couple years ago, is prayer is an acquired taste. It's a little bit maybe like drinking coffee or learning to run. You may not like it at first, but what you will find, I believe, is as you obey the Lord's commands and just take his invitation to spend time with him in prayer, the more you give time to that, the more you take it seriously and seek to be praying to your Heavenly Father, who loves you very much. No matter how good or bad you are at prayer, your Heavenly Father, he loves you through his Son, Jesus the Christ. But what I believe you'll find is that the more you do it, the more you will acquire the taste, so to speak. There's a great book on prayer where the subtitle is From Duty to Delight. And so the three words that I want to give you as you think about how you might structure your prayer time are reflect, respond, request. Reflect, respond, request. And I'll talk about the first two of those today. And so reflect and respond. And what I mean when I say that is when you begin your prayer time, and I think for a lot of people, this is the part they skip. And I would say to you, you're missing the best part of your prayer life if you're skipping the reflect and respond. And so what I mean when I say reflect is simply thinking about who God is and what he has done. Who God is and what he has done. And so as you begin your time in prayer, and I often start by just reciting the Lord's Prayer from memory, and then I begin to think about just who God is. God is holy and he is righteous and he loves the world and he loves me and you so much that he sent his only son Jesus, and Jesus is perfect, and then Jesus gladly died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, and then he rose again conquering death. And I just begin to reflect on God's goodness and God's graciousness towards me in my life and how much he loves me and how much he loves everyone in the world. And as you spend time reflecting on who God is and what he has done, you can't help but respond. And when you respond, you can do it in a lot of different ways, but I would say principally you're going to respond through rejoicing and repenting. And so you rejoice in who God is and what he has done and how good he has been to you. I mean, if you're like me, you eat 3 healthy meals a day. That is not normal across the world. Some people struggle to get 1 healthy meal a day, and God has been gracious to you to give you food, right? And so you can rejoice in God's goodness and his providence for you and the fact that Jesus died for you and rose again. There's so many things that the word tells us that we can rejoice over. But God, in those times, for me at least, also reminds me that I'm not there yet. And I've got some things that I need to repent of, some sin in my life that I need to confess to him, to say sorry to him about, and to say to him, God, I'm sorry, and I'm going to turn around. I'm going to change my mind and seek to change my behavior in the power of the Spirit. God, please help me. Help me to live in a way that honors your son, Jesus. And so now you can see how the reflecting and the responding, they kind of go hand in hand, because as we reflect on who God is and what he has done, it just kind of flows right into this response of rejoicing and repenting. And, you know, we tend to just do the requesting thing when we pray. And what I would encourage you to think about this week is maybe you've been missing the best part of prayer. If you just dive straight into the request, and God wants our request, we'll talk about that on Friday. God wants to hear your requests. He loves you. But maybe you could spend some time, even this week, maybe even now, just in a few moments, and just reflect on who God is and what he has done. And you can respond by rejoicing and repenting. And so my encouragement to you is to take some time this week and spend some time in prayer, maybe more than you've ever prayed. And for some of us, that might be 2 minutes, right? 2 minutes a day. For some of us, maybe that's going to be 40 minutes a day. Maybe whatever it is, my encouragement and challenge to you would be take some time this week and pray just a little bit more than you have in the past. And so let's take a moment now and let's pray together. And I want to specifically encourage you just to reflect on who God is and what he has done. And just see where that leads your thoughts as you seek to respond to God and his character. So let's take a moment and pray now together, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you do have a great day and that we see you back tomorrow on the Drivecast. God bless.